Tanya Toledano, hi there, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so is Barbie okay now?
Is Barbie okay now? I think Barbie is wonderful now. I'm seeing all these images of all different sizes and shapes of Barbie and colors of Barbie. This is all beautiful, and I love it, but I actually don't think Barbie was so bad before.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at in the question. There were so many people had so many problems with Barbie, so I'm just sort of wondering, have they made things right? But you're saying you didn't have much of an issue with Barbie in the past.
I understand where the issues come from. I just think that so much time and energy has been spent on poor Barbie, whereas kids are playing with video games and all kinds of things that are much more concerning. They're shooting up people. They're you know, having discussions about how they shot someone. My husband told me he overheard a conversation between kids in the parking lot, and he had to do a double take before he realized they were speaking about a video game. I think this is great. I think this is better. I love to see all sizes and shapes and colors and curly and straight and all of it. I love it. But I do think it was a little bit too much focus on and energy being directed at Barbie when Barbie is a doll. And I think we grew up okay, those of us who played with Barbies. Well, and my daughters were allowed to play with Barbies, and there was no issue in my home.
So your daughters did play with Barbies?
Absolutely. And the younger one still does from time to time.
Okay. And these would be sort of the conventional, really sort of very, very skinny, very, very white Barbie?
Actually, we don't only have white Barbies, Shenu.
No.
We have Barbies in various shades at our home, actually, going from like very white to very dark. So not only, but yes, definitely, they're the very skinny Barbies that we're used to. We're okay with our daughters playing with Barbies, you know? And, you know, Barbie has over the years been making, there's Barbie, the veterinarian Barbie, the entrepreneur Barbie. We've just had a conversation about this at our home over the weekend, because I don't know if you know, there's like this Barbie museum that's opening up in our city at Crémer Royal. So it sort of sparked a conversation, and it was really a very funny conversation because, My husband asked the question like, well, what does Ken do? And my daughter said, oh, he's a male model. And I said, really, is he? And she said, oh, I don't know, I just said that. So then she said, but you know, Barbie can be a veterinarian or a doctor. And then of course I chimed in as an entrepreneur. I chimed in or an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And my husband said, well, this is really nice. And Ken only gets to be a male model. Aha, very nice for Ken. So it was really like, it sparked a whole conversation about it, but we're okay with Barbie. I do think this is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I think it's wonderful. I think it's better, but I do think that too much time and energy have been focused on like just, you know, attacking Barbie and her completely, you know, she wouldn't balance in life if she stood on those two feet, two little feet.
So, those criticisms, though, they must have meant something, because sales have plummeted in the last few years. I don't know if it was because of that or for whatever reason, but sales were way down.
So I'll be completely honest that I have not been following the sales of Barbie.
Nor would I expect you to, but do you think this might help? I know you're not a marketing expert. You're a mom, so you're an expert at what kids want to play with. But do you think this...
I am a marketer, actually.
Okay, well then, okay.
So do I think that this will help? I definitely think that we will see a kick, because some people will love this. I mean, there's something in the United States, I don't know if you're aware, it's actually owned by Mattel, oddly enough, called American Girl. And they do extremely well because they have all different dolls. They're not different shapes and sizes, but they have different color hair and they have different color skin tones. And they design the dolls. There are some historical dolls, and there are dolls that are designed to look like you, kind of thing. So that, you know, you might pick one with the same color eyes as you have or whatnot.
Yeah,
so
I've been the terrifying American Girl store in New York City.
Terrifying for every male on the planet.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, So they do incredibly well for a lot of reasons, which we won't get into in the scope of this interview. But I think that people like to gravitate towards what something for little girls. It's fun to have something that they look like. In this case, it might be, oh, well, maybe mommy looks more like this doll than another doll. I think that moms may want to prefer to give their daughters dolls that they feel are more, I don't know, representative of real life women. So I think that we'll see a kick. I think that some people who are annoyed by Barbie as a brand will continue to be annoyed. But to make predictions on what the sales will be, I don't know. But I think it's a nice thing. And I think it actually makes for wanting to buy a lot more Barbies because they don't all look alike and you just change clothing, right?
There's that as well, for sure. Listen, Tanya Toledano, thank you so much. Really interesting to speak with you, your mom perspective and your marketer perspective.
Okay, thanks so much, Sean. Have a wonderful afternoon.
See ya. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.